So is 34-year-old Iranian student activist Bahare Hedayat. She's serving a 10-year sentence in Tehran's notorious Evin prison on charges including giving interviews to foreign media and insulting Iran's leaders. In North Korea, there are tens of thousands of political prisoners. Many are women. Ambassador Power said had they named one, it would have endangered her life.
We decided to just create a composite for North Korea, so sort of standing for all the women prisoners who are there, and indeed all the political prisoners who are stuck behind bars.
She says it's important that these women are not forgotten.
These are real individuals. These are real heroes. These are people who have so much to contribute to their communities, and they should be empowered and not imprisoned.
Each day, the U.S. mission to the United Nations is posting a photo of another of the women prisoners. The entire group of 20 portraits will be there when world leaders start arriving later this month for the annual U.N. meetings.
Certainly, there'll be nobody who comes to New York who walks on First Avenue who won't have the opportunity to see the 20 in the window, and we're using social media and getting a lot of support also from Congress.
She says Washington will continue to raise human rights issues and the fates of these prisoners through many channels, including during private meetings with leaders this month. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.